Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 13 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. The gang is back together. I almost said the bang is gack together, and that just would have been awful. Your host, Jim Viscardi, along with my other host, Megan Peters, here on the couch next to me. And as always, on the phone, Christian Hoffer. Welcome back, Christian.
Welcome, welcome. Or hello, I'm back. I never went away.
I mean, technically you did.
I mean, you did.
Oh, well, I guess you did.
Last week, we didn't have you. It was just Megan and I by ourselves.
Yeah.
I
it was weird
you guys
not hearing your voice. No one talked about Bulbasaur.
It's true. Megan tried to fit some in, but mainly in reference to you. So that's really mm-hmm. it. A Wild Podcast Has Appeared is a weekly show every Thursday where we cover everything about Pokemon, and in Christian's case, way too much about Bulbasaur. If it's got Pokemon in the title, if it's a game, a TV show, a movie, whatever, we are covering it. The show is broken up into two parts. We cover a bunch of like quick hit news items for you, catch you up on the week's worth of news, and then we do a bit of a deeper dive after the break to really, you know, if there's something that's bigger that needs a bit more of our attention, that's where we do it. And then at the very end, Christian gives us a Pokemon fact of the week, and I'm excited because this one is
it's a doozy. It's going to fundamentally mess you up.
Yeah, if you're new to the show, that segment is easily everyone's favorite because some of them are gross, some of them are great, and some of them are dark. Today is dark.
Yes,
but you always learn something.
Always learn something. That's right. There is always something for you to pull out at parties just, you know, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Where should we start? Let's start with Pokemon Rumble Rush.
Yes.
Did I say that right? I did say it right.
Yep.
Pokemon Rumble Rush, new mobile game that just came out yesterday in the States. It's been out for a while. Christian, why don't you give us a bit more?
So technically this game's been out since May, if you have an Android device. It just came out for Apple devices. So, you know, all of us, you know, Apple junkies, myself included, it finally came out yesterday. It's a pretty basic game. It's fun. It's kind of like you control these toy Pokemon, which are little like chibi versions of Pokemon. They automatically run around. Each of them come with one attack. And yeah, you collect more toys and try to collect stronger ones. You don't really level them up like you do normal like Pokemon games. You simply like cycle through them. And in Pokemon Rumble Rush, the big thing that they introduced was you have these like gears that you can equip to your Pokemon to make them even stronger. So, you know, Pokemon Rumble is an older Pokemon franchise. It's been around since 2009. But this is the first time we've gotten a mobile game for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely like, it looks like, I haven't had a chance to play it yet. I meant to grab it yesterday, but I just totally forgot. But it looks like a fun, just sort of like time killer type game, waiting in the doctor's office, waiting from going, you know, from one thing to the other. I've been kind of fiending for a new game like that, so I'm excited that mm-hmm. there's a Pokemon one I can fit into my life as opposed to something else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really simple to play. Like, my 4-year-old likes playing it. I mean, it's that level of game. There's never been a ton of strategy to these games. It's basically impossible to die.
Nice.
Perfect.
The only way you can lose is sometimes there's a time limit on certain like boss fights, and you might run out of time. That's literally it.
Oh, maybe I'll get it. I'll play it with my kid today.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like very much like when this game was like announced as the mobile version, that it was very much aimed towards the younger kids to try to get them, because it's so blocky and cartoony. You know, it would really appeal to them, get them invested in the machine that is Pokemon at a young age. I haven't downloaded. I think I opened it once, but for me, I always prefer a little bit more story, so I'll see how long I stick to it. It'll really come down.
You're basically just waiting for Pokemon Masters.
See, I'm waiting for Pokemon Masters, but I'm also on a pretty strict budget, and Pokemon Masters is going to be expensive if you want to play it right.
Well, we've got a release date on Pokemon Masters.
Probably, yeah. Right now, it's available for pre-order as of
pretty definitive in the show notes, Christian.
Well, it's okay. So they posted it. It's now available for pre-order. The date they listed is August 29th, which, you know, is a month from now. So, but if you take a look at, give me a second. I'm pulling up my calendar. Well, I guess August 29th is a Thursday. It's not a Friday, but, you know, it's just at the end of next month. It could release earlier. You know, it's just an estimated release date. I think you have to put something on there. When you post it to like the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, you need to put a date there. And, you know,
the idea of like pre-ordering a mobile game,
a free-to-play mobile game,
is kind of crazy.
I pre-ordered the BTS mobile game. For anyone curious, I'm obsessed with K-pop.
just to make sure you get it and you don't forget about it.
So that morning when I woke up, boom, waiting for me.
I did pre-order Pokemon Masters at like 3 a.m. this morning. So I was like, I woke up in the middle of the night, saw the press release, and I was like, yeah, I guess I'll do that. And, you know, so it's just going to show up on my phone one day. And it'll be very exciting. It looks like a really cool game. They released some new gameplay trailers for it. They officially revealed that you can evolve your Pokemon in it, which that's nice. Mm. They revealed that they're going to be releasing new content every month. So this is not going to be a game that kind of like shoots out the gate and then withers really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the only question is how much will it cost players?
I saw like an infographic going around that like broke down like pricing based on like how many like points and stuff you could get. And some of them I was like, oh, okay. And then I got to the bottom of the list and I was like, oh, okay. Not in my budget.
they did release the initial in-app purchases. And, you know, it's like any freemium game. There's a, like, free currency. And then there's the premium currency that you pay.
The free
like,
currency that gets you nothing.
Yeah. It'll get us a Zubat.
You know, I'll be honest. There's another game that I play called Dragalia Lost, which is made by... Cygames, which is like a affiliate of
you've mentioned this one before.
Yeah, and you know you can play that free to play very easily. I've been playing it since release date, and you know there's not too many walls that me as a free to play player you know have encountered. Like you know like I don't always get the characters I want because you know I'm limited to that, but you know. Other than that, it basically, you know, it works for me. Like, I have just about everybody I want. Just there's a couple of limited time characters that I didn't get. And I don't know the Pokemon Company will go that route. Like, I don't think we're ever going to get, like, here is, like, Christmas Misty and a Starmie wearing a Santa hat. You know, I don't know if that's the direction this game will go. I mean, it's a gacha game, so it's very possible that we could get like, you know, stuff like that. But I think that, you know, we'll stick to like reasonable things. Like everything, it's just a matter of time before you get everything. It's just how patient.
Like the only thing I have a concern about is, so I mean, I know this is an international audience for Pokemon Masters, but I mean, Niantic and the Pokemon Company do have a definite focus on the Japanese market. Gacha games are just unbelievably popular there. I mean, people blow all their money. I mean, like there is a Fate Zero gacha mobile game there that is like it's only been out for like a year or less than that, but it is almost the highest, like top five highest grossing mobile games ever because it is just people in Japan spend gacha money so hard. So like that has made me worried if the Pokemon Company will try to like dive into that, because they know that there are audiences who definitely would pay for like a Santa, Starmie, or Horsey in my preference. Vaporeon maybe. But that's my concern. I mean, I'm gonna free to play it because I'm a fundamentally cheap person. Unless I just get obsessed like with Pokemon Go. That was a dark period of my life. I spent a lot of money on that game. But I don't know, I'm excited to see it. It looks interesting. So, and I liked the anime trailer they had for it.
Yeah. So when they release the Valentine Vaporeon, you're going to request, you know, you're going to go into Jim's office and tell him that you need a raise, like, immediately, right?
That's when I go to Twitter and I'll just be like, hey, anyone want to hit me up with some sweet trades? Help me.
Here's my, here's my PayPal account. Please give me money.
Yeah, please help me help you by giving you great podcast content.
That's right.
By having this special Vaporeon.
Oh man.
I just look. Yeah, I've been saying it all along. I just want Lieutenant Surge, man.
I'm sure he's going to be in there. I haven't seen him in the initial list of trainers yet. But
he'll definitely be there. You'll just might have to pay a lot of money for him.
he's going to be the super premium one. You know, they're listening to this podcast right now, and they're like, "Yep, you're not getting him for less than $200."
Yep, you've jinxed yourself now.
There's another new Pokemon game coming.
Yeah, mobile game. Yeah. The mobile train is keeps going. This one is developed by, they haven't announced any details about it. It's a new game. It's in development by a Chinese development studio called Tencent, which actually makes the most popular mobile game in the world, which is known here in the U.S. as, Arena of Valor. So that game is insanely huge in China, just massive, to the point where, it was one of those games where, Chinese newspapers were blaming society's woes on Arena of Valor. That's how big that game was. So now they're making a new Pokemon game. We know nothing about it, but it kind of demonstrates, Pokemon has been trying to get into the Chinese market for years. And this is just like the latest step in them trying to penetrate that market. And there's not even a guarantee that we'll see it here in the States.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I was about to say, if Tencent does it, the chances of it being localized, if it's the Pokemon company really trying to hone in on that market, they might be like, let's just focus on that one. It might not have as much international appeal. Might just be specifically for China and the Asian kind of territory. But I don't know. I'm interested. I'm hoping it's just like a super gritty war game. Come on.
I was kind of thinking it might be like a mobile fighter game or maybe like a MOBA. That was kind of what I was thinking, because Tencent, they got their start.
MOBA would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they got their start because they approached League of Legends. Like, hey, let's do a mobile game together. Let's do League of Legends mobile. And League of Legends like, nah, let's not. And they're like, fine, we're going to make our own game. We're going to call it Arena of Valor, and it's going to sell like hotcakes. But, I was kind of curious about the timing of this, because recently in the news, people have been pointing out this Chinese bootleg Pokemon game for its quality animations. Now, mind you, the game has 40 Pokemon and it's a bootleg game. So, but they have, some people are like, oh, look at this game. It has better animations than Pokemon Sword and Shield. So I think that This might be a response to that, where it's like, oh, fine, you have a bootleg game, China? Well, now you're not going to have that, because we're releasing an official game.
And my favorite thing about that bootleg game, most of the base animations come from Pokken.
Yeah.
It comes from an official Pokemon game. They just took the code, added some fancy additions to it, and they were like, bootleg, we're amazing. And it's like, nah, you just, I mean, well, clearly you stole it. It's bootleg, but you extra stole it. it comes from Pocket.
It just pisses me off, all the conversation around that game. It really does.
Yeah.
It's just a cheaply made game where they copied and pasted code. And people are treating it like it's, so superior to Pokemon Sword and Shield, which now you and I have both had a chance to play, Megan.
Yes. I did get to play Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Let's talk about that for a bit. What did you think?
So to start, I want to say this. I was like, why is it kind of glossy? But I realized the TV monitor they had me on was on a weird setting. And I was like, is this supposed to be like that? And they were like, wait, what? Oh, no. Because I went in. It was a press event. And so I was able to go in. So they adjusted the setting. And then it was so crisp and clear. The animation, I feel like the trailers really don't do it justice, when you get to see it in motion. I'm pretty sure I played the same preview as you did, where you battle Nessa, the water gym leader. Yeah, so you get to go against a couple of little kids who are hanging out in this really weird gym because they want to fight you. Pokemon, who cares? But The puzzle was interesting. I liked that. And as far as the battling goes, the Dynamaxing, really, if you mess up Dynamaxing, like, that could really mess up your entire game.
Yeah.
Because I purposely messed up.
Is it a timing thing? Like, if you do it too early, or?
That, because, like, the three round turns, like, Nessa is the one, when I was playing that, she prompted the Dynamaxing. And so I can't remember which Pokemon she brought out, but I had out Corviknight, and I Dynamaxed him a round later. And, like, there was a point there that I was like, I'm going to lose. Like, I'm going to lose this battle, because if they're able to get this Dynamax attack in before I can, like, do something, I'm going to lose. But luckily I had used an attack that upped my speed before that happened, so I was able to get my final attack in before they could knock me out. But yeah, the Dynamaxing was, like, I underestimated how strategic it needed to be used, because I almost lost, which I thought was interesting. Gossiflor is my small child. When one of my opponents brought out Gossiflor to fight me, I just, like, freaked out, and I was like, I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fight you. And Yamper is best boy, as expected.
Yes.
I just thought it was really neat. I mean, it was such a limited, like, test, though. I really just wanted to, like, run around and explore, but it was like, no, you could just do a couple puzzles, which felt very much Zelda-like to me.
Oh, so they didn't let you, like, go run in the wild and stuff?
No, you were just strictly in the gym. And so you had to do the puzzles, a series of water tunnel puzzles, and, you know, fight the usual kind of trainers who are hanging out in the gym. And then you get to the final puzzle. That's where you meet Nessa. And then she challenges you and takes you to the open-air arena where you can do, like, the Dynamax fighting. So
were you able to get much of, like, Nessa's personality just from this test? Like, does she like, that's one of the things I love about the, like, the gym leaders, is that they all have, like, you know,
yeah,
kind of awesome personalities. Is that
she comes off as a very, like, headstrong, sassy character, but, like, she also is, like, fundamentally best girl. Like, like, at the end, like, when you do beat her, you know, she's like, oh, I can see you now, I guess. Like, okay, I'll respect you now. But, like, before, she's, like, so full of attitude. She's like, literally, there could only be one of us who lives after this. And I'm like, wow, Nessa, chill. But, like, her character design, like, up close, and, like, seeing the animation, looked really gorgeous. So I was excited for that. I will say I just mainly played Yamper because I was like, I don't care. I don't care if the type that I'm going against is not conducive to me. I do not care. So that was fun.
Nice.
I enjoyed it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, two
it's going to be
it.
A good game. Like, I think that, you know, people are being super critical of it, but when you see that game, like, on a big screen TV, it's just like, holy crap, this is absolutely gorgeous.
That's what I'm really looking forward to. I'm really looking forward to playing it on, you know, docking my Switch and playing it on a big screen.
And most importantly, they had, like, the little stands of, like, Sobble and Grookey and Scorbunny there, so I was able to get selfies with my children. I was, like, going over to one of the Nintendo people. I was like, can you take a picture of me? Please. So.
Yeah, we, when I got a chance to play it at the National Championships, and so I had me and my son, we took a picture of us making the Sobble face. And so then we're like, okay, we're going to go now. And then the Pokemon people, like, flagged us down. It's like, actually, can we, like, do a recording of that? Because we want to put it in our, like, promo video for the Pokemon National Championships. So there's somewhere out there, there's a 2-second clip of me and my son doing Sobble faces.
Can you do Sobble face right now?
Yeah, yeah. Just
tears. You need just like some fake water.
I can't really cry on demand, unfortunately. So, you know, maybe if I, like, think about, like, Bobble's crippling student loan debt and, you know, like, social anxiety about the, you know, climate change, maybe I can get the cure. That's what I think, like, Sobble's, like, just freaking out about. It's just, like, he doesn't know how he's gonna, like, pay his rent and climate change is coming, and he's really concerned about the direction of the Galar region and, you know, the upcoming, like, Galarexit.
Oh, yeah. I will say this. I was really upset when I was playing Sobble because at first I was like, it is my child. I haven't been introduced to you. Hello, thank you. But then also I realized none of its attacks were called existential crisis. And I was like, what's the point? What literally Sobble's main like ultimate move should be existential crisis, in which it just talks down its like opponent.
It's a water psychic
and paralyze. It should be a paralytic move, paralyzes them with anxiety. I don't understand. Pokemon Company, hit me
Here's
up.
Here's the thing. When they, when Sobble fully evolves, it's going to be like this big, brawn, badass.
No, it's going to be a spy Pokemon. We know this. Yeah, it's going to be James Bond. So, you know, it's going to like...
be super confident.
It's going to internalize its anxiety and, you know, kind of... It comes out through heavy drinking and womanizing. which, you know, oh boy.
Well, that makes sense because Galar. All right.
Well, on that note.
Yep.
Going to a little bit of Pokemon Go news. The One Piece promo is live.
Yes.
Yep. It's really funny because none of the U.S. stuff like actually says like, yeah, this is a crossover with One Piece. There's like one like really subtle Easter egg. It's like, you may have gotten all of the previous Pikachu, but now you're missing this one piece.
Yep.
And it's like, ah, that's really lame. Yeah. You can catch Luffy Pikachu now. It's cute because his ears like come down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they don't pop out of the hat, so they're like, you know, folded down underneath. And I thought that was a really cute touch.
It's been so interesting seeing the reception because, like, in the U.S., people are like, oh, it's a little sun hat Pikachu. Oh, it's, like, so summery. But when you look at the Japanese fans, they're like, oh, my God, it's Luffy. Like, they are freaking out. Yeah. And, like there have, like, so in the Kumamoto, like, preference, that is, like, Eiichiro Oda's hometown, the creator of One Piece. So the reason this whole thing, this whole event's happening is because there is a series, like, of statues, life-size statues of One Piece that have now been turned into Pokestops. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're all live now. You can go spin there. And, like, people are traveling to that city in mass.
They're taking the pilgrimage.
They are taking, like, there's been pictures of just, like, mass, like, herds of people trying to, like, get these Pikachus and get all the Pokestops. And, like, because, like, those Pokestops, the image attached to those, like, coins are original artwork that Oda did for the event crossover.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and so like it's so cool to like see the difference between the fandoms because there's like the general population in America's like, oh, it's like so summertime and happy, and then the diehard like who understand what's happening, they are like losing their mind.
Yeah.
So yes, I do have Luffy Chew because Luffy is my Luffy Chew. That's the only way I refer to him. I named him Luffy Chew. Yeah, it's so cool. But I'm still kind of surprised though it even came to America. But I know people would have rioted if they hadn't gotten this special Pikachu.
Is he kind of just everywhere now?
Yeah.
You can just kind of just like random probability and chance. You'll find him. Just
I'm
like
see if I can get him right now. I'm just gonna log right in. I love that new loading screen. That's so pretty.
Yeah, they have like the little ocean beachy summer screen now. But yeah, no, it is adorable. So I have Luffy Chew. Yeah,
Pikachu dons a straw hat in Pokemon Go.
Yes.
Oh, there's one right there.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna see if I can catch one.
Yeah. The real question is whether or not Luffy will now become King of the Pirates.
Yeah.
Do we think that can happen, guys?
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Well, you know, I feel like that's the eventual end game. I mean, it might not happen for like 15 more years. You know?
I mean, Luffy wants to become obviously the King of the Pirates. If you're not aware of One Piece, he wants to become like the ultimate. But what's important to realize is Ash also wants to become like the greatest that there ever was. And I feel like the whole point of One Piece is you have Luffy, who is this pirate, and he has his first right hand man, Zoro, and he wants to become the greatest swordsman.
Got one.
Hey. So I feel like Pikachu needs as weighty as a goal as Ash does. So instead of Ash became like, instead of Pikachu, you know, just wanting to be the best Pikachu in the world, I think really he should aspire to become the pirate.
The best sword master?
Yes. That's my opinion.
Well, you know, Pikachu's got, you know, the iron tail that he uses in the anime.
Mm-hmm.
He basically runs around with that thing like it's a sword. So, you know, you're not that far off.
And really, my question here is to the Pokemon Company, who I'm sure is listening because they're fans of us.
I assume they listen to every show.
I assume. Is when are we getting Naruto headband Pikachu?
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Doesn't that make sense? That, with the quick attack.
That's gotta be
coming. Agility. Like, when are we getting just headband Pikachu? They won't say it's like Naruto. It'll just be like a generic ninja headband. And they'll be like, it's going to be like a stupid thing. You best believe it. We have Pikachu. Like something like that.
That would be.
You know it's going to happen. And I'm just like really upset it's not announced yet. Because if you're going to do One Piece, you got to do Naruto.
Maybe they'll time that for the upcoming Area 51 raid, where if you go to Area 51 and do your Naruto run, at the gym that's clearly at Area 51, you can capture a Naruto Pikachu at the gym there, like a big raid battle. That's the actual... This is all just one big viral Pokemon Go promotion.
I mean, that also... You make fun of it, and I know this is such a tangent to everyone listening, but it makes sense because the person who started that fake Area 51 viral prank did it because he's a huge Naruto fan. Mm. And whenever he has done interviews about this prank, he dresses up like he's from Naruto. Like in every newsreel I've seen him do, like ABC, CNN, anything, is absolutely dressed up like the Akatsuki, if you're aware of what that is.
Oh my God, that's awesome. You know, I dressed up as Naruto for Halloween last year. You know, so I actually have the headband and the jumpsuit.
You sure you didn't dress up as the Miz this year?
No.
Guys, I just found me a Straw Hat Pikachu. Let's see if I can catch it too. This will be like my sixth.
I'm going to see.
I'm just actually surprised that like they're spawning like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they are pretty everywhere. I mean, I've already caught like six. I just caught seven. So we're done.
All right. Well, we gotta get to the break. But first, Detective Pikachu is now out on digital.
Yeah.
We have not had a chance to I haven't had a chance to grab it yet, but it's loaded with special features. I'm actually really excited for those special features. One, because I love them, but two, so much of the making of this movie really does intrigue me.
Yes.
Everything down from the design to even just the visual effects and all that stuff.
Yes.
Have you picked it up yet, Christian?
No, I have not had a chance to do it, so I'll probably get it when it comes out for Blu-ray here, which is only in like 2 weeks. So.
Yeah,
I'll probably wind up seeing it. I want to go ahead and see it one so I can write about it, and you can find all of our coverage on comicbook.com. But also, there's an alternate opening, which like I'm really, it says there's supposed to be an alternate opening on it, which I'm really curious to see, because if it's not the actual anime opening recreated in live action shot by shot.
I'm going to say it's probably not that.
Don't crush my dreams, Tim. There's also a detective mode in the special features that lets you like zoom in on specific scenes so that you can like detective and sleuth out stuff, which I feel like for Christian, like that'd be a really cool thing to do with your son. Like that's super cool. So I'm probably gonna have to bite the bullet on it soon.
Yeah.
Obviously, because I love it so much. And it also hit like a 492 million worldwide box office. So a lot of people are starting to talk about like sequel rumors. And I know they said one was kind of being worked on like a long time ago, we've not heard about it.
They're
you know, this thing cashed out on merchandise, regardless of what the box office did. Mm-hmm. So everyone wanted Pikachu. So.
All right. When we get back, we're talking Team Rocket in Pokemon Go.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Team Rocket's finally here. We've been talking about it for a little bit. I can't tell if Christian is just staring into the screen or if he's
frozen. Yeah, it's like frozen up.
So for those of you listening, we have a monitor in the studio. And for those who are watching the video, you can obviously see Christian. And so I was just trying to like intro this part of the show. And it just looked like Christian was just like, just mean mugging me.
He was so done.
It's like, all right, let's go through it. Oh, well, clearly that's not the case. So
he became Team Rocket.
We've been talking about Team Rocket for a little bit. The teases were really, really cool. We've been excited for potentially what this could mean for Pokemon Go. It came out and then went away.
Yep.
Sadness. Yep.
This is you know, everyone was excited about this event and the antic that. I think that's the best way of describing it. It was like a little weird and glitchy when it first came out. That's the problem. So they pulled it back, because like the Pokestops weren't like showing up right. Like they were supposed to be this like really cool, like gray color, like Team Rocket color with a little R above, the Pokestop. And instead they were like these like weird purple glitchy, like they would like glitch and stuff and it would make, weird noises, and sometimes the game would crash. So they pulled it back. And that kind of sucks for everybody.
It's weird because like I saw it and I was like, oh, I got super excited. But the thing with Niantic is like they pull it and then they don't say anything.
Well, they made a vague tweet about it where they were like, hey, those strange Pokestops that we were talking about have disappeared mysteriously. Man, this is creepy, isn't it? Which, you know, I thought that was kind of cute, you know, in terms of, you know, referencing the glitch. But, you know, it was just like, oh, man. Like, and they did it, like, late at night, and it took everyone just, like, a hot minute to figure out. It's like, oh, wait, they stopped Team Rocket. Cool, yeah. Guys, yeah. Cool.
Like, the only reason I can't forgive them for this, like, little blip is that they didn't say, oh, they're blasting off again. Like, yeah. Why? You had it was available to you. The joke was there.
Well, so, okay. So, this event also brought out the Shadow Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And as far as we can tell up till this point, it's the three starters, their evolutions, Zubat, Golbat, and whatever the hell Golbat's, Crobat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Snorlax. Yep.
Yeah, yep. Snorlax looks terrifying.
Oh God, yeah. Did you see the image that Pokemon Go posted, like a promo image, and it's like Snorlax is coming to kill you.
Yeah,
come out at night because there's a Snorlax like lurking around, and he is going to literally murder you and eat your body, and no one will ever see you again. It was terrifying. It's one of the scariest Pokemon things I have ever seen.
Mm. Yeah, it was terrifying.
And also Rattata and Raticate.
Yeah, yeah, those are also.
Who cares about them?
Well, so but the interesting thing was what popped up in my feed the other day is apparently we may also get a Dratini.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of Pokemon that were like hardwire coded into this. Uh-huh. So everyone thought this thing was going to start. Last weekend, because Mudkip is one of the few Gen 3 Pokemon that had a Shadow variant, so everyone thought it was going to start last weekend because we had the Mudkip Community Day. But it didn't. It started on Monday instead. But yeah, everything from like Dratini, basically like Hitmonchan, I remember, was one of them, Arcanine, Growlithe, you know, a lot of the popular
Shadow Arcanine
Pokemon.
Would be
Shadow Arcanine scary. Is going to just be my everything.
Yeah, it's badass.
What's the deal with these? Are they stronger? Are they, like, I know you have to purify them. What does purifying them mean?
So I actually had the chance to go, you know, I actually got a Team Rocket Pokestop before they pulled the event yesterday. You know, Shadow Pokemon, they cost more to level up. They cost more to like add a second move to.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is they have the move Frustration. That's their default charge move, which sucks. And so like they basically, you know, they look cool. I mean, cause they got the red eyes, they've got like the glowing like Mewtwo energy floating around it. They basically like look like evil Super Saiyan Pokemon, but
yes, I appreciate that.
But
reference.
You know, they, they really suck in terms of like bad link. So you're really incentivized to purify them. And when you purify them after you do so, not only all their stats, their IV stats, which are like Pokemon Go players obsess over for some reason, all get a +2 boost. So, you know, like it could be a mediocre Pokemon, but with those +2 boosts, suddenly it'll become good.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper to level them up. So like it costs like, I think like it's a 10% discount basically. So if it costs you like 2000, it costs you like, 1800 instead. Mm-hmm. They get the move Return, which also isn't a great move, but it's better than Frustration.
But if let's say you collect enough of the shadow Pokemon to level them up, like, mm-hmm. could a shadow Charizard be like, is there an IV cap on them or?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's the standard IV cap. Like, you can't have an IV higher than 15.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And people, I think people have found that, you know, they have some 15 IV shadow Pokemon.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's kind of early. These were kind of rare, to be honest. That was another really big complaint was, you know, lots of people couldn't find a freaking Team Rocket Pokestop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally, like, I was driving into work yesterday and I just happened to, like, look down and I saw it glitching. I was, like, swerved and, like, pulled into the restaurant where it was at. I was like, okay, I'm doing this. Like, I need to do this for research purposes, you know, so I can talk about it on the podcast. And I caught a Shadow Bulbasaur because, of course, you know, it's got to stay on brand.
Naturally.
Yeah, but you know, it's like it when they get it right, it should be fun.
Is this the thing where we think they're not going to get it right for like a week or like a month?
I think they're probably already working on a hot fix to it. Like, they're going to release a new update here in the next week,
mm-hmm.
God willing. I mean, they've been pumping. This is their big summer thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they try to release a new feature about once every quarter, once every 4 months, and this is it. I think this is not like an event in the traditional sense where it's like around for 2 weeks and then goes away. I think Team Rocket is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
They are promoting it as an event. So I think this is permanent. I think Team Rocket is going to stick around, but I think they need to do this right. And also, it kind of like, you know, the other thing is Pokemon Go is basically done everything that they said they were going to do initially. So this is kind of like the beginning of like phase two for Pokemon Go when you think about it.
I was just saying, so we were saying the other day that we wanted a like a story, more story added to Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And so do we think this is the start of that, or is this potentially just a one-off thing that they were able to cobble together and they'll go back to doing their regular crap afterwards?
Well, Jim, do you want realistic answer or my hopes and dreams?
Well, somewhere in between.
Yeah, the realistic answer is, I mean, I love Pokemon Go. I've been playing it since day one. It literally has changed my life. So, you know, all that aside, the game can be a hot mess at times. It's gotten better, but, you know, we all know the limitations of this game. So, like, right. I think mm-hmm. Team Rocket could be something that is really big for it. I do not have full faith and confidence in Niantic to, like, pull it off. I would love for them to prove me wrong. And I think that they're going to be turning their focus back to Pokemon Go now that Harry Potter, you know.
What are you talking about? Harry Potter? Something happened with Harry Potter?
You may have heard they had a little game called Harry Potter Wizards Unite. It didn't do well. I think it was one of the big Hollywood trades just released an article about like how bad Harry Potter did.
Yeah, I think it was like the Hollywood Reporter. They ripped it.
It couldn't even crack the top 25. It could be a good game eventually, but it's not going anywhere. But anyway, so I think that, you know, more of their attention's going to come back to Pokemon Go. So this could become a cool story.
Even if it's something that maybe they did a quarter,
mm-hmm.
Like one a quarter, I think would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I like the fact that as they've been like introducing it, was like Professor Willow's, you know, they have these like Twitter, you know, the Twitter is like, yeah, Professor Willow, like a strange ass Pokestop recently. Hey guys, do you want to go and check it out? But be careful. And then like the next tweet was like, oh yeah, Spark went to investigate it. And you know, he's a moron, but you know, he said they looked weird too. There's some shady looking people hanging around there. You know, so I thought that was actually really cool. I mean, that's the first time that Spark has done anything ever. And you know, and like Professor Willow, he's kind of like the face of the of Pokemon Go. But, you know, all he usually does is talk about Meltan and you know, so it's kind of nice. Like we're actually getting like characters doing something that this is a really low bar. But you know, it's Pokemon Go. Like I'm glad that these characters that have been around in the game for 3 years are finally doing something, because usually they're just like promo pictures and stuff.
Sweet. But, you know, all right, Christian. Are you ready?
I am.
Pokemon fact. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I promised you a dark one, and a dark one I shall give you. So my Poke question to you is we talk a lot about how there are certain Pokemon that have a connection to the dead. You know, it is heavily implied.
A surprisingly large number.
So many occult Pokemon.
And it's implied that there are some Pokemon that are actually were once human. So which Pokemon was once a dead child? You know, is literally a dead child. It's straight up just a dead child.
I'm immensely uncomfortable.
I don't even know. I don't even know where to.
I don't even know if I want to know.
it's as befitting for a cute, you know, it's a cute Pokemon. It's one of the cuter ghost type Pokemon. And it's also a dead child. It's Phantump, which was introduced back in Pokemon XY. You know, that's a little Pokemon which looks like a haunted tree stump.
I just don't understand how that works.
I don't.
Well,
what quantifies a Pokemon? Yeah. I'm so, like, I need a hard and fast rule here.
Well, I think Pokemon, you know, the technical definition is if it fits within a Pokeball, it's a Pokemon.
Well, now that's terrifying.
So Phantump, it is said that it is the spirit of a child who became lost in the forest and died. And that's why its Pokemon cries sounds like a child's scream.
Oh my god. All right, now Christian, last week Megan and I realized that in the Pokedex there is usually one version of the game that has a dark version entry, and the other version has a light a more lighthearted version. Is that the case here?
It is. So Pokemon XY, the Generation 6 games really went hard with like the dead child angle. Like almost every single one of them was like, yeah, you know, Phantump is a dead child, guys. Yeah, go ahead, capture that. You know, good
for
you.
So both versions, X and Y mention.
Yeah, and Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. However, Pokemon Sun and Moon, you know, Pokemon Moon specifically, you know, pointed out a little bit of a lighter thing that according to legend, if you go and torment Phantump by poking out, you know, pulling out its leaves and grinding them up, it creates a cure-all medicine. So, you know, if you ground up a dead child and put it into a tea, you can apparently cure any disease. But yeah, no, it's super, super positive. Super positive, guys. You know, it's a cure-all, you know, Phantump can cure any disease, you know.
That's the thing. Like, could you imagine? Let's say maybe you started playing Sun and Moon, and like you just go, oh well, if you just take the leaves, you know, off this Pokemon, it'll be fine. And then you went to go back and play an older game, and you came across this, and you just be like, what?
Like, I would probably have like a small mental breakdown. I'd be like, I have to set this game down. I need to go. I have to go. I don't know where I'm going, but I need to go.
I love this franchise.
It's just it's such a variety, really. Of
you know,
horrors.
What my favorite fact about Phantump was in Pokemon XY the series, they actually had a shiny Phantump, and for a while, Because, like, it got, like, a weird amount of, like, attention when that, like, in the lead up to that episode. So everyone thought that Ash was going to catch this shiny Phantom and that Ash would have a dead child Pokemon. And people were, like, freaking out about it. Because it would be pretty cool. It's like, hey, here's Ash, Pikachu, and, like, Casper the friendly tree stump ghost.
That's horrifying. I don't know.
I mean, horrifying in an awesome way.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
He's had, like, dead people before as Pokemon. I mean, he's died like four times in the anime.
That's true. Well, this is like that time that we learned that some kid turned into a Kadabra, right?
Yeah,
just spontaneous Kadabrication. All these kids
Frank Kafka metamorphosis.
I just love when you look at the world of Pokemon just a little too closely, it just the whole society begins to unravel.
Like, this sounds like an awful dystopia at this point. Really? Being a kid in the, like, Pokemon universe is a terrible idea.
Everyone keeps saying, "Oh, we want a darker, you know, Pokemon game or show or whatever." Shit, just go through the Pokedex entries.
Yeah, it's already here. Just read the Pokedex. That world is already here.
Yeah, just remember, like, this is a game in which, like, children hold, like, high, like, you know, positions of power. And the only reason that would be is if, like, you know, this is a severely depleted population. Like, the Pokemon world does not have a lot of people in it.
No.
You know, that's why, like, 11-year-old kids can just, like, run around with impunity. You know, it's up to children to stop, like, criminal organizations. Why are there so many criminal organizations?
I'm sure there's, like, a mafia system.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what Team Rocket is, right, Giovanni?
Yeah.
It's just straight up mafia. But I want to know, like... Like, do these gym leaders buy their gyms? Are they paying rent, or, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure city owns them. I'm sure it's like a federal thing.
Yeah.
What kind of tax breaks are they getting?
It's all.
It's like, look, I'll build a gym in your city, but you need to make it worth my while.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay taxes on it for the next 50 years.
Yeah.
It'll be a non-union job.
Oh, we're looking too hard into it now.
Yeah, I know. See, that's it. You squint a little too hard, and it just
then you go
becomes
blind.
A mess.
I can't wait for, like, Pokemon Sword and Shield's, like, big, like, their villain team to get revealed. And, you know, it's basically, it's like, we're going to, you know, we're trying to do a real estate scam. You know, that's going to be their entire thing.
Housing bubble. That's what they're going
that's
after.
That's it. They're going after the real estate.
They want to pop that housing bubble. Just.
Well, if you enjoyed this episode, you should do us a huge, huge favor. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We love reading them. Every once in a while, we will read them. And if we read them on the air, you will get a free comicbook.com t-shirt. We're working on getting some Wild Podcast shirts, but not yet. In the meantime, Pokemon shirt, comic book shirts for everyone. You don't just have to leave a review on iTunes. You can leave it one on Stitcher or anywhere. You may aggregate some podcasts that leave, give you a chance to leave a review. Like I said, we really do appreciate it. It helps get the show, get a bit more visibility. We love doing it. We love hearing from the fans about the show. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like I said, every Thursday is when a new episode comes out. So hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Mm-hmm. And if you want, we've got, if you love the PokeFact this week, there's 12 more that are in the archive. So head on back, listen to some of them. There's a lot of Sword and Shield talk in some of those earlier episodes. So if you're just, you know, getting on that Sword and Shield train and trying to figure out, is this a game I want? We're going to get it. No, duh. But if you're not sure, then by all means, go ahead and listen to those older episodes. There's a ton of great stuff in there for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on Twitter at Jim Viscardi.
I'm on Twitter at Megan Peters CB.
And I am at C Hoffer C Bus.
So until next week, we'll catch you later.